We are back here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show here on KSOM as we get ready for today's showdown between Creston and Harlan. Panthers head coach Brian Morrison joins me now. And, Coach, it's been a rough season, but you played some good football teams. Last week it came right down to the final play in a tough loss to Atlantic. You guys are probably maybe one of the better winless teams on the season, but maybe that's a little consolation. How do you feel about your team coming into this matchup against Harlan?
You know, like we said, week one, we have a lot of new faces on our football team, both sides, and we're just trying to get better as a football team. Obviously, as the season progresses, you know, it is football, it's a contact sport, so injuries occur, so we're having to deal with some of that. But I think overall, from week one to week five, we're a better football team. I think our kids are competing at a pretty high level against really good football teams in our non-district, if you look at how they're doing overall after five games. So, you know, we're just excited to have another good week of practice and go against a team in Harlan that their non-district schedule is probably one of the toughest in the state. And, you know, we see some good things from them on film. So they'll definitely present a lot of challenges for us.
What are some of the key injuries that you've had to deal with?
Just overall, just bits and pieces, defensive linemen, kids in and out. And then linebacker, the same deal, both inside, outside, maybe missing one game, half a game. And then the secondary has been the same deal, just depending on what week. Offensively, for the most part, we've stayed healthy. We're losing kids, but getting some kids back type deal. They haven't been so far season ending injuries. So that's a positive for us. But I mean, every team at this point is going through things like that.
Well, who have been some of your steady, reliable, consistent performers that have led the defense?
I think overall, just as a unit, I think if you watched our first week, we had kids not doing their assignment, which led to other kids trying to compensate for them. And then that leads to bad defense and bad football. So I think overall as a group, I don't want to really pick out individual names because as a collective group, our defense can function. And I think, you know, the defensive line, the linebackers and secondary, you know, they're playing as 11 players right now and doing their job for the most part, and they're getting better.
On offense, tell me about Tanner Ray and how he's evolved and his best attributes at quarterback.
Yeah, Tanner Ray is a much better football player than he was last year. He's making good decisions. He's dynamic in the run game. I think if you look at what he does on his rushing yards for the year, a lot of those aren't predetermined run plays. They are guys are not wide open down the field, receivers, and he's making a play with his legs. So that's another dynamic part of our offense that really sets him apart.
And then Jackson Pettigrew is your primary rusher. What style of running does he bring to you? And, you know, how do you like what he's been able to do?
Yeah, he's you know, we replaced Weston Trapp last year, an All-State kid. And Jackson Pettigrew, he's a tough runner, athletic. And he's progressing throughout the course of the season and becoming a really good running back for us. So we like where he's headed. And, you know, he gets meaningful carries throughout the course of the game, and he's doing a good job for us.
Yeah. Well, you also have a good group of receivers there that gives Tanner some options to throw to. Looks like three primary receivers. How do you feel about that core of receivers and how they've come together?
Yeah, you know, I think the three core ones, you know, Seth Gordon, Jace Purdom, and Rhett Driscoll, those three are each different type of receivers. But I think they all have a niche on our offensive unit. So they do a good job finding space. They do a really good job yards after catch as far as getting those critical yards. They're possession receivers, all three of them, as far as down and distance, third, second and long, getting those critical first downs. You know, they did that over and over again against Atlantic in the later part of that game to keep us in it.
You've got a lot of yards on offense and also maintained a balance there, but the touchdowns apparently haven't come. Has it been one thing? Has it been just you know, a combination of things. How would you evaluate how you've been finishing drives?
I think the biggest thing, if you look at our overall production on offense, we have red zone liabilities. Obviously, we're settling for field goals, which, you know, is not a bad thing. That's going to happen. You're not going to score every time when you reach the red zone touchdowns, but we have to definitely improve in that area. Part of it is playing behind the sticks, being disciplined when we have the football. That's obviously part of it. And then, you know, I just think finishing drives, and that's been the point of emphasis for offense from the get-go. And I think we're getting better with it, but, you know, just the turnovers and limiting the penalties will make us a way better offense.
And how about Harlan? When you look at the Cyclones, what's the main thing that stands out?
I just think, you know, watching them, you know, obviously play outstanding opponents, and you know, they lost some kids from last year, the last couple of years. I'm very just offensively first going down the line. Their quarterback, we won't see a better quarterback this year. He's an exceptional football player. I think he's an all-state caliber kid. Their fullback, running back, run hard. They have three dynamic receivers, you know, with their tight end. And like, I don't have their numbers in front of me, but the other two receivers, they just got a, like us, they have a bunch of kids with a lot of catches and yardage. Defensively, you know, they'll show a four-man front, a three-man front. They play aggressive football. They have athletes in the back end. So we're going to have our hands full. I mean, we're going to definitely have to establish the run. And, you know, I think they do a good job in those areas. So, like I said, it should be an interesting matchup Friday.
Sometimes playing Harlan means playing their reputation, their mystique, and getting over that. You got over that last year, beating them. Does that give your kids more confidence going into this game?
When I first got to Creston, there was always the Creston. Oh, here comes, you know, here comes Harlan. And that's not just Creston. That's every team that, you know, in 3A football. You know, when you are that successful and win that many championships or like that, I get it. But, you know, our kids compete. Again, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We don't look at the jersey in the front in awe of Harlan. Obviously, we respect their program, their coaching staff. I respect them tremendously. They do a great job with their kids. But, you know, we're just playing a group of high school kids that are well coached, and you know, we just got to show up and play for four quarters.
Well, it should be an entertaining football game. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here today against Harlan. Thanks so much.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
Brian Morrison, head coach for Creston football, joining us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSON.